Hi, welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 128 entitled, Are We Robbing God? As I continue in the book of Malachi, God is speaking. He is angry and rightfully so with the offerings that are presented to him. Leaders and priests give what is subpar as if he won't notice, even despising the commandments and oracles that are put in place to guide us into pure worship. When we believe that we can build ourselves up with our own hands, with apathetic, self-serving attitudes, thinking that God will honor our dismissiveness. Though impoverished, Edom says, we have been beaten down, but we will return and build up the ruins. Thus says the Lord of hosts, they may build, but I will tear down, and men will call them the wicked territory, the people against whom the Lord is indignant forever. Malachi chapter 1 verse 4 of the Amplified Version. Our problem is thinking that God doesn't see our base behavior. We don't recognize that it is indicative of what is really in our hearts. This is why it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. But in vain do they worship me, for they teach as doctrines the precepts of men. Matthew chapter 15 verses 8 through 9 of the Amplified Version. This is confirmed as God, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, describes man's heart. Similar to Cain, solidifying why his offer was not accepted. When you priests present the blind animals for sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you present the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer such a thing as a blind or lame or sick animal to your governor as a gift or as payment for your taxes. Would he be pleased with you? Or would he receive you graciously? Says the Lord of hosts. Malachi chapter 1 verse 8 of the Amplified Version. This leads to the mistreatment and persecution of man, because of a false sense of entitlement and disdain for others, leading to oppression and subjugation, secondary to pride, coveting what others have, insatiable. Woe! Judgment is coming to him who builds his house by acts of unrighteousness and his upper chambers by injustice, who uses his neighbor's service without pay and does not give him wages for his work. Jeremiah chapter 22 verse 13 of the Amplified Version. Let me point this out as the Lord lays it on my spirit. Ahab did evil in God's sight, but he was also largely influenced by who he picked as his partner. Listen to Amos chapter 4 verse 1 of the Amplified Version. Hear this word, you well-fed, pampered cows, or women, of Bashan, who are on the mountains of Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to their husbands, bring the wine now and let us drink. We even show our contempt as we think of the tediousness of the practices that God has outlined in his word. In arrogance, we are puffed up. Listen, you also say, how tiresome this is, and you disdainfully sniff at it, says the Lord of hosts, and you bring what was taken by robbery and the lame or the sick animals. This you bring as an offering. Should I receive it with pleasure from your hand, says the Lord? Malachi chapter 1 verse 13 of the Amplified Version. David was even guilty of this, a man after God's own heart. Nathan the prophet had to rebuke him as selfishness and greed set in. And the Lord sent Nathan the prophet to David. He came and said to him, "There were two men in a city, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had a large number of flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing but one little ewe lamb which he purchased and nourished. And it grew up together with him and his children. It ate his food, drank from his cup, it lay in his arms and was like a daughter to him. Now a traveler or visitor came to the rich man, and to avoid taking one from his own flock or herd to prepare a meal for the traveler who had come to him, he took the poor man's ewe lamb and prepared it for his guest." 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 1 through 4 of the Amplified Version. Our hearts are hardened, and we grow colder, abusing our fellow man, because sin is a cancerous evil, malignant. It is not to be played with, because in anything that we partake in that is harmful, when we sample it, whether it be drugs, alcohol, fornication, selfishness, greed, and more, it becomes a disease that spreads. Take heed to both of these warnings. Proverbs say, "Can a man take fire to his chest and his clothes not be burned? Or can a man walk on hot coals and his feet not be scorched?" Chapter 6, verses 27 through 28 of the Amplified Version. This should lead to a clearer understanding of this next scripture. "But I say unto you that everyone who so much as looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Matthew 5, verse 28 of the Amplified Version. Let me say this. Everyone wants God's favor and his blessings, to reap his rewards. But most people don't want to fulfill the written requirements in Holy Scripture that must be met. Half-hearted praise, worship, and feigned love are not hidden from the Holy Spirit. God shows his love and mercy for us every day. The vulnerability of his spirit to a selfish people in loveless relationships who believe that we can fool God. You don't know love because you don't know God, the embodiment of love. "But cursed be the deceiver which hath in his flock a male, and voweth and sacrificeth unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen." Malachi chapter 1, verse 14 of the King James Version. Are you robbing God? Always coming from a place of love. Thank you for joining me here again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit, where I give you the truth always from a place of love. Thank you.